welcome back to the World Nations Experience Podcast. It is trivia time with Tommy Craigs. Tommy, not only do I feel honored that I got you to come on to make a rare public appearance from you leaving the back room of Gawker Media where you urinate in mason jars and let your fingernails grow really long, I've not only got you to make a rare public appearance, I'm actually getting you to stick around for trivia. So thank you for sticking around with me, sir. I know you're nervous about this. Everyone's always nervous about this, but I write the questions. I make them very – I don't make them easy, but I try to pattern them toward – the person that I'm that I'm talking to, so it's not too embarrassing.
It's fine.
Okay. Now, but of course, you have been one of the hardest thing that people usually have on this are these first questions, the toss-up questions, because they're always based on current events. And generally speaking, the person I'm talking to is very busy covering the thing that they cover on a regular basis, and therefore haven't been able to follow current events. You haven't even been in sports for like 3 weeks.
Right.
So, but that's okay. I got faith. These are not incredibly hard. At the very least, we'll get to have the experience of one of my favorite experiences, which is why I started doing this trivia podcast in the first place, of asking questions. The person that being asked the questions does not know the answer, and everyone listening screams at their iPhone on the subway, which is the goal of any trivia podcast. So no matter what, we're both being called idiots as we listen. Okay, so we start with there's 200 points on the board. The lowest overall score is 87. I will not say the name of the person who got it because they not until they are released from their bonds do I mention that person's name. But then we start with toss-ups. There are 10 toss-up questions worth 5 points apiece. I have a bell. Yes. For the correct answers, I have no buzzer because I'm a nice person. So, all right. Question number one, Mr. Craigs, for 5 points. Name the 6 AFC playoff teams.
Jesus Christ. This is actually kind of humiliating.
That's okay, you're fine.
New England?
Yes, there's one.
See, Cincinnati?
Yes.
Indy?
Yes.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Denver?
Yes, and?
Baltimore.
Correct. Boy, that was totally not humiliating at all for 5 points. All right, question number two. Name the 6 NFC playoff teams.
Seattle.
Yes.
Green Bay.
Yes.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Panthers.
Yes.
Buzzsaw.
Yes.
And the Lions.
Correct again for tip. Boy, that was the opposite of humiliating. You actually got all of them right. So well done. You have correct for 5 points. All right, question number three. What team currently has the best record in the NBA?
That would be the Golden State Warriors.
Correct for 5 points. Question number four. What team currently has the most points in the NHL as of Tuesday night?
There was a long-standing push at Deadspin to get me to write a regular hockey feature, like do the Craigs Explains Hockey or something.
That sounds like a Barry, man. That sounds like a
Barry. I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea at all.
Just name a hockey team.
The Bruins.
That is incorrect. The Anaheim No Longer Mighty Ducks is correct. Number five. What team is currently rated number one by Ken Pomeroy?
Kentucky.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number six. Name the two teams who played in the Heart of Dallas Bowl.
That would be Illinois and Jesus Christ. Jesus. Give me a second. Fucking. Louisiana Tech.
That's correct. I would have waited. Honestly, I was enjoying you conjuring that from your subconscious so much, I would have waited at least 6 hours for you to come up with that. Question
number six. We lost.
I know, but you know, that's okay. That's okay. It's a bowl game, man. It's baby steps. Let's recognize that losing in the worst possible bowl game is a step forward. Question number seven. What team is currently atop the Barclays Premier League standings?
Oh, jeez. Man City?
That is incorrect. Chelsea. Chelsea is
Chelsea.
The answer.
Chelsea.
Question number eight. What team signed former All-Star Josh Smith after he was cut by the Detroit Pistons last week?
The Houston Rockets.
That's correct for 5 points. Number nine, three teams currently in the Big Ten college basketball only have one loss. Name two.
Ohio State?
That is incorrect. I have to stop you there, I'm afraid. Maryland, Wisconsin, and Penn State. Penn State. Okay. All right, and question number 10, the final of the toss-ups. Who is the all-time leading scorer in Illinois basketball history?
Is that still Deion Thomas?
That is correct for 5 points.
Okay.
Deion Thomas. And about to lose his all-time leading in blocks, though. Nana Egwu is about to pass it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, good for Nana.
I love Nana. All right. Next is the topical category. I give you one overarching question, and then each of them are worth 5 points underneath. The 10, for example, if I said, name the managers of the following Major League Baseball teams, I would say number one, St. Louis Cardinals. You would say Mike Matheny, unfortunately. So for 5 points, underneath these things, of course, these are all written for. So here is the question. Name the professional athlete by their political stance. I will give you the name of the athlete. You tell me. I will give you the name of this. I will give you the stance or the public statement that they made. You give me the name of the athlete. Question number one. NBA guard who, at a press conference after signing a $250 million shoe deal, spoke out about an ongoing Chicago public school teachers strike.
You can't give me any kind of date on this.
I cannot, but during
the strike,
there are clues embedded. There are hints embedded in the clue. I will repeat it one more time. NBA guard who, at a press conference after signing a $250 million shoe deal, spoke out about an ongoing Chicago public school teacher strike.
Yes, I'll say Derrick Rose.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number two. Yes. Okay. No.
I don't remember that, and I'm actually surprised that he would have done that.
Yes, well, he's from Chicago. It's something that affects him deeply. And question number two, Baltimore Ravens running back who spoke out strongly for gay rights.
That's Brendan Adebayo.
If you mispronounce it, no, of course he is. That's correct. Yes. Question number three, quarterback who told a Chicago radio station in 2012, I have been following the debates and everything. I do live in Tennessee. I'm voting for Mitt this election season. Referring to Mitt Romney, by the way, the failed presidential candidate, in case you were wondering.
Former Bears quarterback?
Quarterback who told a Chicago radio station in 2012, quote, I have been following the debates and everything. I do live in Tennessee. I'm voting for Mitt this election season.
Could that have been in Tennessee?
I'm afraid I must ask for your answer, sir.
Jim Miller. I don't know.
That is incorrect. Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler, a vaccine denialist.
Right. Cutler. Yes, I should have gotten that.
Yes. Okay. Question number four: gold medal winning track stars of the 1968 Olympics who rose their hands and gave the Black Power salute. Name either.
What was that?
Gold medal winning track stars at 1968 Olympics who rose their hands and gave the Black Power salute. Name either.
Okay. John Carlos or Tommy Smith.
That's correct for 5 points. Number five, pitcher who campaigned for George W. Bush 2 weeks after the Red Sox won their first World Series since 1918.
Curt Schilling.
Correct for 5 points. Number six, NBA guard who posed with his sons on the cover of a magazine in a hoodie to protest the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
You said guard, right?
Yes, NBA guard, posing the cover of a magazine with his sons in a hoodie to protest the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Correct answer is Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade. Okay. Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Number seven, American tennis star who criticized Tina Fey's impersonation of Sarah Palin and once said during the impeachment, "As long as Clinton goes down, I will be happy."
Is that Agassi?
That's incorrect.
Agassi.
Pete Sampras. Pete Sampras.
All right.
Yes. Number eight, Los Angeles Dodger catcher who tackled two men who tried to burn the American flag at Dodger Stadium.
Catcher?
Yes, Los Angeles Dodger catcher. He may have played some outfield. I think he's primarily known as a catcher.
I thought that was Rick Monday.
That's correct. Wasn't he a catcher, or am I remembering that incorrectly?
I thought he was an outfielder.
All right, well, hang on. I'm going to look this up, and this is when people can yell at me into their iPhones, as I have that wrong. Rick Monday, looking up his baseball reference page, he never caught a game in his life, so I apologize, Craig. That's correct. He played outfield in first base. I should give you an extra point for correcting my... So I apologize. Okay, did he have a son that caught? Maybe I'm thinking of Rick Yeager. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Question number nine. Major League Baseball first baseman who refused to stand for God Bless America out of protests of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
That was Carlos Delgado, wasn't it?
That's correct for 5 points. And the last question. Former football player and captain of his swim team at Eureka College, who later ran for governor of California.
That's Ronald Reagan.
That's correct for 5 points. All right, so you're already at 70, by the way. So I think you're in no danger of falling in last place. All right, the next category is nicknames. I will give you the team in some sport involved in this great land of ours. I will, and for 10 points, you can give me, if you know immediately, you can say, give me the nickname of the team. If you don't know, I will give you the mascot of the team and the arena they play in. And then for 5 points, you'll have that one. So that's five of these. Number one, the Clearwater Class A Advanced Minor League Baseball Team. And if you don't know, I can just give you the hint.
Crawfish?
That is incorrect. They are the Threshers. They are the Threshers. They play at Bright House Field, and their mascot is Finley. Question number two, the Delaware Development League team. The affiliate of the Philadelphia 76ers. If you don't know, I can give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
They play at the Bob Carpenter Center, hopefully not the terrible broadcaster, and their mascot is Caesar the Fox.
The Foxes?
That's incorrect. They are the 87ers. I don't know why they've taken that name, but no. Question number three. The Florida Gulf Coast men's and women's college basketball teams.
Oh, boy.
If you need a hint, I can give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
They play at Alico Arena, and their mascot is Azul the Eagle.
Are they the Eagles?
They are correct for 5 points.
Okay.
Question number four, the Eastern Illinois University men's and women's college basketball team.
All right, give me a hint.
They play at Lance Arena, and their mascot is Billy the Panther.
Panthers.
That's correct for 5 points. Closest Division I university to Manton, Illinois, of course. All right, and question number five, the Los Angeles WNBA team.
The Sparks.
That's correct for 10 points. All right, so you're at 90. Now we're to the final one, Outburst. We put 1 minute on the clock. I will give you a category, like if I said, for example, books of the Bible. You would have, in 1 minute, you would list as many of them as you can, up to 10. Some of these have 10,
okay.
Some of them no, don't. We have 1 minute on the clock. Each is worth 1 point. There are five, and then we're done. All right, here we go. Okay. Hang on. Timer. Timer is ready. One, whoops. Stopwatch is ready. All right, 1 minute on the clock. The top 10 Illinois cities by population. The top 10 Illinois cities by population. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay, Chicago?
Yes.
Rockford?
Yes.
Peoria?
Yes.
Springfield?
Yes.
Champaign-Urbana?
No.
No. Aurora?
Yes.
Danville?
No.
No. Kankakee?
No, surprisingly. You have 10 seconds.
East St. Louis?
No.
No.
And Charleston. Time. Charleston, no. You, like me, a downstater, are inherently disadvantaged on this question. You got five. Chicago, Rockford, Peoria, Springfield, Aurora. You missed Cicero, Elgin, Joliet, Naperville, and Waukegan. Waukegan. All right. The next one has 20 answers, but you only have to give me 10. Give me the 20 oldest living members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Jeez. Yogi Berra?
Yes.
Wait. God. This is going to be bad.
Doing fine.
Ernie Banks?
Yes.
God, this is
10 seconds on the clock.
This is bad. This is really bad.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine. And time. You got two, yeah. Yogi Berra and Ernie Banks. A brief side note, one of my favorite Tommy Craig's expression is, oh, this is bad. This is going to be really bad. It's actually one of my favorite. You and I went to watch Illinois play in the NIT against Stony Brook one time, and we were losing at one point late in the first half, and I vividly remember you just sitting there and be like, this is bad. This is going to be so bad. This is going to be terrible.
It was bad. And
It was bad. But you know, I mean, that you and I were treating that game with a level of urgency that no one else was.
Yes.
It felt like
certainly
a referendum.
Not the team.
Yeah, it felt like a referendum for some reason. Okay, so you got two. You got Yogi Berra and Ernie Banks. The other 18, Hank Aaron, Luis Aparicio, Jim Bunning, Bobby Doerr, Whitey Ford, Bob Gibson, Pat Gillick, Doug Harvey, Whitey Herzog, Monty Irvin, Al Kaline, Sandy Koufax, Tommy Lasorda, Bill Mazeroski, Willie Mays, Brooks Robinson, Frank Robinson, and Red Shane Deans.
So, Jesus, that's terrible. I'm ashamed.
There's no reason to be ashamed, because the next one, now that you're in the right mindset, the 20 youngest living members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. You only have to name 10 or more than two. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Greg Maddux?
Yes.
Glavin?
Yes.
Frank Thomas?
Yes.
Larkin?
Yes.
Jim Rice?
Yes.
Oh, who else got in? Blylevin? No, not Blylevin. No.
No, he is actually
No.
21st. You have 10 seconds.
Ricky?
Yes. And time. You got six. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Frank Thomas, Barry Larkin, Jim Rice, and Ricky Henderson. You missed Roberto Alomar, Wade Boggs, George Brett, Andre Dawson, Dennis Eckersley, Goose Gossage, Paul Molitor, Eddie Murray, Cal Ripken, Ryan Sandberg, Ozzie Smith, Bruce Sutter, Dave Winfield, and Robin Yount. So, all right, two more to go. In 2009, ESPN produced its College Basketball Encyclopedia, which is a great book, by the way.
I
Produces,
worked on that,
I know,
actually.
I think I knew that. Matt Giles, because you work with Matt
Matt
Giles,
Giles
yeah,
did as well, yeah.
exactly. So I, so Matt, I Matt, Matt Giles is like one of my favorite, like you know Matt, like he's one of my favorite people in the world, and knows as much about college basketball as anyone on the planet. So I'll like check in with him sometime. He'll be like at like a Wagner, like NJIT game on like a Tuesday night where the subways are closed for snow. Like he is always there. So
Yeah,
he's the
and
best.
I no one knows more about college basketball than he does.
Nobody. Like it's unbelievable. So he's the best. Okay. So in 2009, the book that you and Matt Giles and just the two of you exclusively, I believe, right? Like no one else had anything to do with that book. It's like a 1500 page tome. In 2009, ESPN produced its College Basketball Encyclopedia, which ranked every college basketball's historically from 1 to 329. Name the top 10 teams. 1 minute on the clock.
Wait, do I need a year?
No. This is the all-time
Okay.
historical programs. Like they
Okay.
actually
Okay.
rank them 1 to 320. Like who's done the whatever criteria they used. And you
Okay.
should have been working on this. You should know this.
I didn't work on this part.
I know. Okay. So 1 to 329. Name the top 10. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
UCLA,
Yes.
North Carolina,
Yes.
Duke,
Yes.
Kentucky,
Yes.
UNLV?
No.
No. Louisville.
No.
Houston?
No.
Notre Dame.
No.
No. Cincinnati.
No.
Ohio State.
Yes.
Villanova? No.
No. 10 seconds on the clock.
Oh boy. Kansas.
Yes, under the buzzer and time. That's correct.
Yeah.
You got six. UCLA, North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, Ohio State, and Kansas. Now, they did this obviously from the beginning of recorded college basketball history because you will notice almost immediately the things that the four teams have in common that you did not mention are all Big Ten teams. Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and Illinois. Illinois was
Yeah.
number, I believe,
Huh.
seven, if memory serves. So, which pretty good for a team that's never won the title. But
Yeah.
not that I'm harping on that. All right, 11, 13, 19. So add to your total. You have a total of 89. You have a total of 70, 90. You have a total of 119 points going into the last question, which puts you three behind Mike Tannier, nine behind Paul Feinbaum, and three ahead of Doug Farrar. Historically.
Okay.
So get
All right.
excited. So now you know what you're shooting for. Can you take down Tannier? The last question, 1 minute on the clock. The 10 most recent Illinois basketball players to play in the NBA. All they have to do is have played one game. It does not matter. They have to have gotten into a regular season, non-exhibition, non-D-League, a regular season NBA game. The last 10 people that played for Illinois. And I will say graduated from the University of Illinois. So that's not like they, not so much graduated, but they could have left early. The point is they didn't transfer from Illinois somewhere. They weren't like Charlie Villanueva and committed and then left. These are people that the last college basketball game they played was for Illinois. The last 10 men to do this. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Myers Leonard.
Yes.
Darren Williams.
Yes.
D. Brown.
Yes.
Frank Williams?
Yes.
Robert Archibald?
Yes. Love that one.
Roger Powell.
Roger Powell, yes.
He got a few minutes. Luther Head?
Yes. You have 10 seconds.
Corey Bradford? No, Corey Bradford didn't.
And time. Time. Right. You got 7. Well done. You got Myers Leonard, Darren Williams, D. Brown, Frank Williams, Robert Archibald, Roger Powell, Luther Head. You missed James Augustine.
Augustine got minutes?
He did. James Augustine, I think, with Orlando, if memory serves. Brian Cook.
Oh, God, yeah.
Who actually, you can actually still find him in NBA, on 2K, whatever the NBA game is, the video game. You actually can still sign Brian Cook as like the actual, who was that play, that football player that was the holder that had the lowest rating in the history of Madden? That's around where Brian Cook is right now.
Yeah.
And the last, and most recent is Kendall Gill, which I think is actually a, kind of a sad commentary that we haven't had. I think Kentucky will have 10 next year. And one of our 10 is Kendall Gill. So, Tommy, there you go. See, that wasn't humiliating at all. You did very well.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. It's all right.
This is bad.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame thing was a little embarrassing. Yeah,
this is bad. This is really bad. You did great. You did great, Tommy. Thank you again for playing along with me. Thank you for doing this. And seriously, have a wonderful holiday, a wonderful New Year, and all that stuff. And next time I'm in New York, hopefully the next time I'm in New York, if the night that you and I have planned to hang out is not the night that your professional life completely turns upside down.
Yeah. Just don't come in a year.
Yeah. I'll make sure. I know the clock's ticking. I got a year to get there before it happens. All right, Tommy. Okay. Thanks for your time. Be safe.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you to Tommy Craggs. Follow him on Twitter at tcraggs22. This is Willie Smith's podcast. We'll be back next week, I believe, with Lindsay Jones, the NFL writer for USA Today. She is great. She's also my travel partner to Sochi. She is one of my favorite people. She'll be great to preview all sorts of stuff. But mostly, have a wonderful new year and be safe out there.